Okay, so thanks again for the opportunity. So Matthew, name?
Murad Nawaz.
Hey, nice to meet you. So here you can see there we have a scale here, right? Scale. And so for you, if thinking of about the voting system and the voting process in general, like if 10 is very trust and 0 is distrust, where would you put yourself in the on the scale? Like
50%, yeah, 5.
Which number you choose?
There's 5.
Oh, 5. Okay. Yeah. So could you tell us like why you choose 5?
See, it does not reflect of the people of the mass people. It is basically pushed by the interest group we have. And their opinion is basically influenced by the very small group of people. Otherwise, we should have more candidate.
You're always here too, though.
Only 2 candidates, that's not a system, good system, I can tell. So look at this, my system now. I don't like anybody, but I have no choice to vote. That's why.
So where do you think people should be on the scale? Yeah, you
should be 10. You should.
Okay, like 10?
10, yes. We have to be 100%. I have to trust the system. It's 100%.
Yeah,
there's no, 90% or 10% off or no.
If you,
system should be trusted by the people. People should think that their likings will be, honored.
So, what do you think? What people can do to improve those trust? Like, what under what situation or what can be done?
See, voters' voice should be heard. If you don't hear the voters, voters will think one time, it doesn't matter what I think, it will not change. Right now, situations like that, they are not interested because they think that whatever I vote, whatever I think, it will not reflect. So why I go and vote? So that's the reason people don't want to vote. It's less than 50% participation. It's less than any developing country. That means they don't care.
So, do you have any like personal experience in voting?
No, I don't have personal experience to face this type of problem. But I see I am very open to a lot of programs and talkings and all these things. I see their lie, but we cannot do anything about it. I mean, I cannot believe this. Criminals can be elected. I cannot even think. So what the process is? I cannot vote if I am a fellow, felon. I can't even vote, but I can run. What is this? Okay, this thing. It is not about person. It is about a system. What type of system it is that a felon, convicted felon. Can run the election, but I cannot vote if I certain area, certain state.
So we also have a teach kids to vote challenge. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's
the teach a kid how to vote challenge. Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. So you see these kids here, they are kids from UWM Children's Center. So just imagine you are in front of them. How would you like to explain to them why we need to vote and what's the importance of vote and how we do that?
I mean, it's important to make them understand it is also our responsibility to make it work as a voter. If you don't participate, if you just get frustrated, don't participate, it gets worse and worse. If you make it work, we have to participate too. Doesn't matter, it looks like doesn't working, but it's not working, but still they should involve. Eventually, I believe they have to hear. If you keep, you know, basically if you frustrated and don't participate, it is a more problem will be coming. That's all.
That's nice.
Is there anything else you want to add to it?
No. I want to vote and I will vote. But I'm not very satisfied with the system. But the system actually for the poor, not for the poor people, it is for the rich people. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much. Yeah. Oh,